31. The concept of humans doing multiple things at a time has been studied by psychologists since the 1920s, but the term multitasking didn't exist until the 1960s. But the term multitasking didn't exist until the 1960s. But the term multitasking didn't exist until the 1960s. It was used to describe computers, not people. Back then, 10 megahertz was so fast that a new word was needed to describe a computer's ability to quickly perform many tasks. In retrospect, they probably made a poor choice, for the expression multitasking is inherently deceptive. In retrospect, they probably made a poor choice, for the expression multitasking is inherently deceptive. In retrospect, they probably made a poor choice, for the expression multitasking is inherently deceptive. Multitasking is about multiple tasks alternately sharing one resource, the CPU. But in the time, its conflict was flipped and it became interpreted to mean multiple tasks being done simultaneously by one resource, a person. Multitasking is about multiple tasks alternately sharing one resource, the CPU. But in the time, its conflict was flipped and it became interpreted to mean multiple tasks being done simultaneously by one resource, a person. Multitasking is about multiple tasks alternately sharing one resource, the CPU. But in the time, its conflict was flipped and it became interpreted to mean multiple tasks being done simultaneously by one resource, a person. It was a clever turn of phrases that's misleading, for even computers can process only one piece of code at a time. It was a clever turn of phrases that's misleading, for even computers can process only one piece of code at a time. It was a clever turn of phrases that's misleading, for even computers can process only one piece of code at a time. When they multitask, they switch back and forth, alternating their attention until both tasks are done. When they multitask, they switch back and forth, alternating their attention until both tasks are done. When they multitask, they switch back and forth, alternating their attention until both tasks are done. The speed with which computers tackle multiple tasks feeds the illusion that everything happens at the same time, so comparing computers to humans can be confusing. The speed with which computers tackle multiple tasks feeds the illusion that everything happens at the same time, so comparing computers to humans can be confusing. The speed with which computers tackle multiple tasks feeds the illusion that everything happens at the same time, so comparing computers to humans can be confusing.